The IMG Roadmap is the only podcast dedicated to coaching international medical graduates and success blueprints for this unique pathway. I am Dr. Nina Loom, your host, a previous IMG turned hospital medicine physician, healthcare administrator, speaker, and coach. I empower, encourage, and equip you with actionable steps that you can take towards the residency position of your dreams. So many of you international medical students and graduates have reached out to me to ask about the IMG Roadmap online course. So to meet your demand, I've created a self-paced format of the same 7-module course that is ongoing right now, which is live. And in this course, I teach IMGs how to create their own medical success story. So you learn how to find IMG-friendly programs, how to network, how to find U.S. clinical experience, how to get a strong letter of recommendation, what program directors want to see in your personal statements, how to study and use the resources available for USMLE preparation. I even go into how to fill out the dreaded ERAS application so that you maximize all your experiences and show that forward. Sign up right now at imgroadmap.com/p/self-paced. Again, that's imgroadmap.com/p/self-paced. You can complete this on your own at the comfort or within the comfort of your own home, and you have my email for consistent support. Guys, I'll see you on the other side, so go ahead and join us.
Guys, welcome to another episode of the IMG Roadmap Podcast. This is Dr. Loom. I'm your host, your coach, on here at the imgroadmap.com. So today, I'm just going to go right into it. I promised y'all, those of you on Instagram that follow this podcast, which is the only podcast that encourages and equips IMGs in this manner, that we will discuss Step 2 CS and the effect on the effect of the COVID-19 pandemic on Step 2 CS. So I'm just going to go right in and tell you this is an unprecedented time. We could have never planned for it. There was no way to know what's going to happen. So it's not your fault. The fear, the anticipation, the trepidation that you feel, you are not alone. A lot of us have had our lives interrupted in so many ways by the same crisis. So at least that means that the changes that you experience are not unique to you, for one. And second, the authorities that run the USMLE have feeling the impact of this change and this pandemic just as much as you are. So they're more likely to understand and they're more likely to create alternatives that actually favor you. So Step 2 CS being postponed is an ever-evolving situation. And this is happening in a world that doesn't have the answers to a force majeure. So we don't have the answers to a pandemic, because the last time we had a pandemic of this nature was over a century ago, okay, 1918 with the flu pandemic. So now for IMGs, you know, this is something that you are experiencing just as much as U.S. students are experiencing as well. Now, of course, U.S., you know, I was reading recently on the ACFMG website that Brown University and some of the universities are already beginning to administer alternative sites for the USMLE at their various locations. So that makes it a little bit, you know, disheartening, because we don't have our schools to advocate for us in that same manner and to administer tests, you know, as far as the USMLE to us in that manner. But I believe, though, in listening to intently to the USMLE and a recent interview that they had with the AAMC student organization, and they were really very firm in their direction to saying they're standing with us students, they're looking for alternatives, and alternatives will come. So going back into the fact that Step 2 CS has been postponed for up to 12 to 18 months, that means this September or this October, well, actually, ERAS is going to open in September, but they've actually given a deadline that programs will not be able to access applications until October. So that allows an extra, you know, 1 to 2 to 3 weeks that you can take time to prepare your packet. But that being said, this cycle is probably not going to have all applicants complete CS. The reason I say that is because some of you have already completed CS, which is great, but some of you haven't, and you're still planning to apply in September. I don't want you to not apply because you don't have a CS score. You go ahead and apply, because the USMLE has waived that requirement for 12 to 18 months, means you'll still be able to apply. Now, when you go to the ECFMG, ECFMG is the Educational Commission for Foreign Medical Graduates, And they are the body in America that verify the credentials of every foreign medical graduate. So if a person is a foreign medical graduate, you need to have your credentials verified in order to allow you to begin residency training. And that process is what we know as ECFMG certification. Now, ECFMG certification is something that is required in order to have a rank list submitted even prior to match day. In the past, when I look at my ECFMG certificate, it clearly says on there, in order to be certified for by the ECFMG, I need to have step 1, step 2 CS, and step 2 CK. And in order for me to participate in the match, I need to be ECFMG certified. So what that means is, as the rules stand now, without CS, one may not be able to be ECFMG certified. But I want you to remember, again, that is probably not likely to happen because this is being waived for everyone, including U.S. students. So what may change, right, is the big question. I think the ECFMG, this is my opinion, would have to also waive that requirement for ECFMG certification. Now, the thing that bothers me the most with this is, you know, if you go back in history, U.S. Emily Step 2 CS replaced the former ECFMG clinical skills assessment since June of 2004. The last administration of that ECFMG clinical skills assessment took place in April of 2004. When the clinical skills assessment first started, it was strictly for foreign medical graduates, while U.S. graduates were not required to take it. But ever since then, things have evolved and CS has become a universal exam. I doubt that they're going to go back in time and make CS waived only for U.S. students, but not for IMGs, because that would be, you know, open discrimination. And I really believe in the doctors and scientists that make up the National Board of Medical Examiners and the other societies, such as the Federation of State Medical Boards, which are the two major bodies over the USMLE program. So I doubt that they're going to make such distinctions that would openly discriminate against IMGs, because IMGs have been a vital force, a vital role. We've played a vital role in filling spots that would not otherwise be filled, okay? And particularly in the primary care specialties, we are a majority, you know, we're a growing majority in underserved areas. So that being said, I really want you to not freak out. That's the first thing. Do not freak out. Every time you want to freak out, I want you to remember me in your ear saying, do not freak out. There will be a solution. ECFMG is going to create a solution for us. They have promised us that, and they have been very clear with that, reading verbatim from the ECFMG website. They state the ECFMG and the FAMER, F-A-I-M-E-R, which is the foundation for the ECFMG, they are going to identify alternatives to CEP2CS that can be available now to allow IMGs to meet the clinical skills requirement for ECFMG certification, and providing an update on these alternatives in the very immediate future. So when I read that, I'm reading that they're saying, we're going to create an alternative to CEP2CS, and we're going to make that alternative available to IMG so that they can meet the certification for ECFMG certification. So that statement almost tells me that maybe they wouldn't waive that you don't need step 2 CS to be ECFMG certified, right? But they'll find an alternative, because bottom line is you need to be ECFMG certified in order to have a rank list. So let's leave it up to the ECFMG. Let's not worry about things that are beyond our control, because you'll never fix it. If you focus on things beyond your control, you just can't fix it. And let's let the ECFMG communicate with the USMLE, with the Federation of State Medical Boards, with the National Board of Medical Examiners, to create a pathway that is in our interest. Now, the third thing they say on there is, we're advocating forcefully for the interest of IMGs as plans develop for the continued training of physicians during the COVID-19 pandemic. So this is for those who are worried about interruptions in their clinicals. They're working on this, guys, and we just have to trust them. And the reason we can trust them is that ECFMG has been committed to IMGs for almost 70 years. They're not going to stop now. So I think what we can do is, definitely you can contact the ECFMG and relay your concerns to them, because they're your advocates. I actually really enjoy communicating with the ECFMG because they always respond to my emails. When I was going through the J-1 visa process, ECFMG was like, info at ecfmg.org was like the place I went for resources. So, you know, and they always respond to emails. So if you have doubts, please reach out to them. I'm sure they'll be happy to respond to you. Or keep an eye on ecfmg.org/news to know exactly what's going on. So that being said, I'm pleading on you guys to not freak out. There is a way out of this. I was reading a post that by another IMG the other day, and he wrote something on his website saying that he had two friends who matched without CS in the past. And I thought, you know, well, that's fairly odd. I don't know about that. Never heard of it before. But if you know somebody that's done that, then that's what it is. But the majority of us are always going to have to follow the mold, right? And I believe that the mold is changing. And it's changing because COVID-19 was something none of us anticipated to interrupt our lives in this manner. So I really want you to focus on what you can control. So think about the things that you can control. You can control your time management. You can control your performance on the CK exam. You can control your performance on the Step 1 USMLE. You can control your performance on racking up telemedicine rotations. You can control your performance on creating publications or presentations that you're going to present to your school when you get back. You can control, you know, rotating virtually, okay? You can control volunteering at local hospitals in your area that may need help, or clinics and such, in a safe manner, of course. Always safety first, appropriate PPE, where necessary, of course. And the things that you actually have control over, because focusing and worrying about things you have no control over does not fix the situation. It only makes it worse, okay? So I want you guys to also focus on CK, because if you apply this year and you are yet to write CK, really focus on getting a high score. Because if you're going to have that waived CS score, then the only other two things you'll be looking at will be Step 1 and Step 2 CK. If you already have CS, that's, I think it's going to be an advantage for you because you didn't have to deal with this, and you can still get to ECFMG certifications based on the old requirements, or the current requirements, I should say, because they haven't removed that yet. We'll be looking out to the ECFMG for any additional changes. So again, this, everything on this podcast is my opinion, and I usually err on the side of optimism. I usually err on the side of creating success instead of waiting for success, to come to me. And that's why I focus on the things that I can control, because I can control my level of success. And so I want you to focus on the things that you have in your control while you await the ECFMG's recommendations. So thank you guys for listening to this podcast. As always, this podcast is sponsored by the IMG Roadmap e-course, which we're just finishing up our first session of 2020. Oh my God, the feedback is amazing. So I actually had, I'm going to read out one email from a certain student doctor. We'll just call her LK. She says, "I'm blown away by this course. The timing could not have been better, actually. I just read a meme that said, 'We in lockdown, but God's still opening doors.' LOL, the accuracy." So this is someone that has spent the last 6 weeks of lockdown with me in a private group coaching session and has benefited from it. Her email goes on, but I will not read those details. Another email I just got recently says, "I would like to thank you so much for this opportunity. It has meant so much to me. I feel that I've been able to see success and positivity more so than I've ever in my entire journey." She also says, or he says, "I enjoyed the interactive Zoom calls each week because I was able to hear directly from you. It's private coaching, guys, so you have access to me once a week, and I had an environment to interact with you and my colleagues." So that's what I like about the course, is you don't only interact with me, but you get to meet other people that are in the same mind space as you are, and you help one another. So the camaraderie is something that has really helped a lot of people. "It'll be great to have continued access to the modules and recordings after we're completed." Yes, you will. And they asked for an alumni group. So there will be an alumni group for every person that completes the course. And now moving on to someone that actually took the course last year and matched. And she says, "Dr. Bloom is very knowledgeable about the whole residency process. This is Dr. Lola. She provided honest, detailed answers to questions and was direct while being encouraging at the same time. Her advice helped me succeed and represent myself well during my residency interviews." So guys, you need to go right now to aciaclinicals.com/IMG/IMD-roadmap-summer Health-Bootcamp. I know it's a mouthful, so I'll put it in the show notes so you can do a one click and get to the bootcamp. So you just sign up and I'll keep you informed as to when the next course opens. The course is basically usually we do it a month at a time, and it's intense coaching in a group setting, and you have access to me and several other students just like you. But in so many ways, this has been a positive experience for student doctors, and I can't wait to achieve my goal of helping over 1,000 IMGs succeed. I'm right on track with it. I'm determined. We're getting there. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you next week.